On January 30th, the world comes together to observe world-neglected tropical diseases in the world's poorest and marginalized communities. South Sudan continues to shoulder a burden of 19 out of 21 neglected tropical diseases listed by the World Health Organization. And some of the diseases include trachoma, river blindness, guinea worm, infectiasis, and sleeping sickness. Well, this revelation comes as South Sudan joins the rest of the world to commemorate World Neglected Tropical Disease Day yesterday the 31st of January, aimed at renewing commitments to efforts towards control, elimination and eradication of the disease. Now, to discuss this more and further, we are joined in the studio with the Director for Prevention, Chemotherapy and Neglected Tropical Disease, Yak Ball. Good morning, sir, and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us.
Thank you, Mariah FM,
yes,
for inviting me to the studio to provide background about the recent celebration that was conducted here in Juba, South Sudan.
Well, thank you so much for coming. And in our interview, anehna bamulo mixshabita Arabic wa Ingilizi bordo, but of course, especially in English. So just shed more light on the neglected tropical diseases. What diseases are these?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. As you put it correctly in the introduction, neglected tropical diseases, that is abbreviated as NTDs, are a diverse group of conditions that are caused by a variety of the pathogens. Those pathogens are including bacteria, fungal, and parasites, and then the toxins. Those diseases are endemic in South Sudan. As you said correctly at the beginning, South Sudan is a burden of 19 out of 21 neglected tropical diseases recognized by World Health Organization. The last entity that was added was just recently, the end of last year, that WHO recognized NOMA as the entities, and they have been decided to add to make them 21. What we don't know so far is whether these additional neglected tropical diseases is burden in South Sudan or not. The Minister of Health would be able to assess and try to make like a mapping of new entities, whether it's endemic in South Sudan or not.
Right. So why is it important that we pay particular attention to these NTDs?
The NTDs, as you mentioned few of them early, those are the diseases that are traumatically suffering, making people to suffer. And because of their disfigurements and disabilities, and sometimes they have a deadly impact to the populations. And that's why simply they are referred as a neglect, because in the developed world, they are no longer existent. But they are continue persisting in the developing countries, such as South Sudan. And therefore, it's very important that because they are causing so many impact of social economic situation in the populations, and reduce the productivity of the population in the country.
Right,
thank you.
Right. And speaking about the impact, how do these entities add pressure to the health delivery system in South Sudan?
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, we emerging out from the civil war, the longest civil war in the country, and subsequent internal conflicts that has been occurred here in this country. Those conditions lead to the, you know, the shortage of the health workers in the country. And then in the same time, we have severe shortage of the health facilities that are providing the health services to our population. The vast majority of our population have no access to the health facilities and to the health services delivery. And therefore, those are the places, very remote areas, that are affected by those diseases. And few health facilities that are operational in the country are over-constrained by so many condition that the Minister of Health considered are priorities, the diseases that kill immediately.
Mm-hmm.
As you know very well, the neglected tropical diseases are chronic disease. They can stay with you with long. So in most cases, those patients, they don't rush to the hospital because they don't kill immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's why you see that they presented very late to the health facility. And in most cases, in a very remote area, they don't reach to those facilities.
Hmm.
Thank you very much.
Right. So how has South Sudan managed to deal with these NTDs and what has been achieved so far?
Thank you very much. The Minister of Health, Republic of South Sudan, he started developing a strategic plan for those diseases. And the first version was for 5 years, 2016 to 2020. And then we have revisited those strategic plans for neglected tropical diseases. And one was devolved again for next 5 years, which is starting 2023-2027. Based on that strategies that captured the targets of our neglected tropical diseases in the countries and how to handle them, those strategic was based and aligned to WHO roadmap, the continental framework on NTD in Africa, and other strategic framework. And given that, the Minister of Health also put in place the network of structures that are starting from the national to the state, to the counties, to the Payam and Boomers and the community level. Those network of structures, they have been trained well to go and train the community-based structures. We call them simply the community drug distributors that are living in the communities. And those people are the key people that are distributing the drugs to the population across the country.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Right, right. So looking at this year's commemoration of the NTD or observation, what was the main message that you are passing to the stakeholders?
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, commemoration of the well neglected tropical disease is a global event.
Mm-hmm.
South Sudan is a part of this. We usually every year try to join the well and celebrate together. There are key messages that are always providing in such events. The key thing is just to raise awareness to the stakeholders, including the leadership, the political leadership in the country, so that they know South Sudan is burdened of all neglected tropical diseases. And they have to pay attention and put in their agenda the importance of focusing also on NTDs. The second message was focused on how to mobilize the resources. You know, all those diseases need the resources in order to do the direct intervention. We have a shortage of resources, and that's why when we come to those events, the key, one of the key messages is to mobilize and increase awareness of the leadership and all the stakeholders to focus on domestic resource mobilization. Currently, we are totally depending on external funding. So aside messages are raising awareness to the leadership so that they can mobilize some few domestic resources within the country so that you increase the intervention of neglected tropical disease across the country.
Right.
Another thing that you do in this occasion is that those disease, you know, people are not, most of people are not aware that we have 19 neglected tropical diseases in the country.
In South Sudan, yeah.
In South Sudan. And therefore, you use those opportunities to tell the people, those diseases are here with us. And the only way that we need to avoid them is because they are preventable and can be treated. So we raise awareness to the people on how they can prevent themselves from getting infection with such diseases. Thank you.
Right, thank you so much. And just in conclusion, Munkin Belarabi, on what you've said, making people understand what neglected tropical diseases are and how the government has managed to work around it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Ana bashkura khalis, ala hazi fursa, ma maraya FM. بمناسب المشكلة بتاع أمراض المناطق الحارة في جنوب السودان وخاصة مناطق المرض اللي بيقولوا neglected tropical diseases. They are called neglected tropical diseases because no one is paying attention to them. And they are not in the priority of the Minister of Health. And in the same time, people are not aware that أمراض ديل قاعد بسبب مشاكل اجتماعية والمشاكل الاقتصادية بالنسبة للpopulation. فالمينستر اوف هيلث الوزارة سعى على مستوى القومي والكل المستويات المختلفة عنده برنامج جايز تقطيط بتاع 5 سنة عشان يحاول to handle those issues. مناطق الأمراض المناطق الحارة ده أمراض صعبة جدا قاعد بسبب مشاكل للكل فئات الأعمار كله بما في أطفال. As we speak, if you go to other part of the country, take for example Greater Apanai, you find even أطفال السكر من أعمار بتاع 2 سنة لقدام تلقوا عنده تركوما. اليال ديل نحن لو ما وصلنا لهم خلال السنين الجاي تفتكر دي شنو بيحصل لهم بعد السنين الجاي؟ تلقوا معظم الأطفال ديل بكون عميانين because ما في access to health services to them. And we know very well that the coverage of our services delivered in South Sudan is very low. We are not reaching to most remote population. And those diseases are affecting الناس الفقرة بمناسبة. الناس الفقرة اللي ما عندهم موية كويس. الناس الفقرة اللي ما عندهم proper sanitation. الناس القاعدين في مناطق السوامبي المال اللي فيه موية كتير. ديل والمناطق الخصيبة الغابات. الخطير جدا المناطق اللي في النور خطير كثيرة جدا ديل المناطق المهابة فوق دي الأمراض ديل. لكن بالنسبة للمدن رقم انه في إصابات في المدن لكن مدن أفضل لأنه في بسيط من الخدمات المتوفرة للمواطنين. لكن أما مشكلة بواجهنا في الأمراض المناطق الحارة هو المناطق الريف أننا ما عندنا access to reach to those people to deliver to assist them with the basic health services delivery. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Yak Ball, for making our time to come and speak to us on Radio Miraya. What is your final message?
My message is very clear. As they name them neglected tropical diseases, those diseases are really affecting our population. And you cannot imagine, our population is around 20 million people. As we speak, over 9 million of our population are at risk of getting the disease. And therefore, it's very important that our leadership in the country have to pay special attention to neglected tropical diseases, to mobilize the resources so that we can be able to reduce the prevalence across the country. Imagine if you go to the reference and you see South Sudan could be the last country and is a high country that have many NTDs. There's no other country in the world
that has 19.
That have 19. Right. It is only this country. And therefore, it is our responsibility as a government, as the people of South Sudan, to pay attention to this so that we reduce the impact that is caused those disease to our population. I think that is a simple message that I want to send to the people. Thank you very much. I bebonasiv alhajanadan nugulu inu amrad gad bisabab يعني مشاكل كتير جدا مشاكل اجتماعية مشاكل اقتصادية. كده إيماجين زول اللندو جزام زول اللندو جزام في المجتمع ذاته يعني قاعد برفض الناس زي ده. And therefore it's very important in this century, in 21st century, we still have a cases of leprosy in this country. This is not acceptable. We need to join our hand نجم بعضنا ونعمل mobilization resources عشان نوفر كل الأدوات اللي بخلينا إنه نسيطر على هذه الأمراض. العالم زاد ما مسيدو في هذه السنشري الوو 21 سنشري. We need to work together and try to mobilize the resources and increase the awareness of our population so that they prevent themselves from those diseases. Thank you very much.
Ustaz Yak, shukran jazilan.
Shukran, thank you.
Oh yes, and Yak Ball is the Director for Prevention, Chemotherapy and Neglected Tropical Diseases. Bring us a speed on how it is. And as it stands, South Sudan still has 19 neglected tropical diseases. And hearing from what Mr. Yak says, we are the only African country that has, or developing country that still has this huge number. And it is something something needs to be